Coming up on episode number 286. Yes, it's Sunday and it's another All Request Night here on Coverville, bringing you songs that were originally performed by KC and the Sunshine Band, Kate Bush, Prince, The Cure, and Cameo. All this and more, and some trivia too, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It is January 21st, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Yes, you're listening to Coverville, a collection of cover songs brought to you two to three times a week. Songs that were originally performed by one artist you'll hear and performed here by somebody else. And tonight is an all-request night. This is where I hand you the email, hand you the phone, and let you suggest songs, request songs for the show. Get some great stuff coming up here that I wouldn't have found without your help, quite frankly. And I appreciate that. I can't see any reason to delay things any further. Let's just get right into the first song. This was a request by Drew Rothman, who you're going to hear coming up in the Coverville Idol. We'll talk a little bit about Coverville Idol 1973 later on in the show and in the upcoming week. This is going to start us off, and it's funny. It's a song that I heard on an episode of CSI a few weeks ago, and as soon as I heard it, I was thinking, God, I know somebody's going to hear this and request it. Sure enough, Drew heard it. He's requesting it. It's a cover of Cameo's Word Up, performed here by S.E. Willis.
W-O-I-D-I-S-N-W. Brian, Lou here from Rockville, Maryland, long-time listener, in fact, from episode one through the current, without fail, maybe a few days behind every once in a while, but listened to every episode, never called, never made a request, and I was heard a song this morning driving in, and I thought I might suggest it to you, which is, I think it'll fit your criteria of a different version of a very well-known song, and that's the version of Help, originally done by the Beatles, of course, this time performed by Julian Coryell. Anyway, give it a listen, and you know, maybe one day I'll hear it on Coverville. Keep up the good work, best to the family, and keep on rocking.
Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now those days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. And now I find I changed my mind. I've opened up the door. I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Now my life is changing, oh, so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. And every now and then I feel so insecure. I know that I just need you like I've never done before. Never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. And now I find I changed my mind. I've opened up the door. Yeah, to help me. Thank you.
by request from Lou in Rockville, Maryland. That is Julian Coryell with a cover of Help, of course, originally by the Beatles. Now, it's funny, I was reading an article this weekend, and I think it was in Uncut magazine. It was a point-counterpoint between Green Gartside, who was the who's the lead singer of Skritti Politti, one of my favorite bands, and Chris Difford, who's the former lead singer from Squeeze, another one of my favorite bands. And they were discussing the new release of the Beatles album Love, or I'm sorry, the new release by the Beatles, really by George Martin, where he's remixed a lot of the Beatles tracks into mashups, for lack of a better description. They're basically mashups. And Green was for the creation of the album. Chris Difford was against it, and Green Gartside brought up a really good point, and I think it applies to covers just as much as it applies to the remixes, the mashups. Is that you've heard the Beatles so many times that the music has just gotten kind of ingrained, and you know what to expect as you're listening to it. Until you hear a cover, and then you hear something you're so familiar with in such a different rendition, and it brings new life to the song. I think it does in that case, too. That's Julian Coryell from the album Undercovers, came out last year with a cover of the Beatles' Help. Before that, you heard Word Up, a recommendation from Drew, a cover of Cameo's track, and that one's performed by S.E. Willis. You can find that on the Rewind 4 release. I'll put a link in the show notes. You can also find that in eMusic, and if you use the link on my site to eMusic, you can get a bunch of, I think, 25 downloads free if you use my eMusic link, and you can certainly pick up a lot from Rewind 4, Rewind 3, all the Rewind albums, see what you like, see what you listen to. So use the link on my site to eMusic and check those out. This next request came from Jerry, and he saw the performer Heather Horton in Chicago last summer, picked up her CD at the show, and just an absolutely beautiful rendition of a song that I don't like. it was originally done by Casey and the Sunshine Band. I'm with Jerry. He says that this not only makes it her own, not only does Heather make the song her own, she improves it, and I couldn't agree more. Here's Heather Horton with a cover of Please Don't Go, originally by Casey and the Sunshine Band.
I This is Matt from Arkansas, and I've been looking to see if I could find the cover that Dala did, which is a Canadian band. I don't know much about them because you can't buy them here in the States, but they did a cover of Rush's Love Song.
And I'm going to interrupt right now. He he actually does mean the Cure's Love Song. He did send an audio comment that that correctly said that, but this audio comment has more, so I included it. Back to the audio comment.
Which ended up on a Canadian website list that the Torontoist did a list of favorite cover songs, and they played a 12-second clip of the cover, and it sounds great, and I was wondering if you were able to get a hold of the whole thing. Yeah, I think it would sound pretty good. Anyways, just wondering if you could help us out. Thanks. Bye.
Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am home again. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am whole again. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am young again. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am whatever words I say, I will always love you. I will always love you. Whenever I'm alone, whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am clean again. However far away, I will always love you. However long I stay, I will always love you.
from the album Angels and Thieves. That's The Cure's Love Song, performed there by Dalla. Kind of have that really pretty coffeehouse melody there, or harmonization. Very cool. And that one, big thanks to Matt from Arkansas for suggesting that. Also, thanks to the Torontoist for turning us on to that one. And then we start off the set with Heather Horton from her album, actually an album that I don't know. I will have that in the show notes. But Casey and the Sunshine Band's Please Don't Go, performed there by Heather Horton. She and I talked via MySpace a while ago, and so I'll put a link to her MySpace page as well, so you can hear more of her stuff and find out when she's going to be playing in a town near you. All right, let's go right into the next track here. It's a cover of Hounds of Love, now originally done by Kate Bush. And Steve from Buffalo, New York, suggested this one. He actually, his email says, "Please tell me you're not avoiding the Futureheads cover of Kate Bush's Hounds of Love. I think I saw the video on launch.com. They kind of have that Killers-esque sound, very new, yet harkens back to an earlier sound. It is so good." You're right, and I haven't been avoiding it. Oh, let me tell you more about his email. "You may hear this all the time, but I'm surprised over and over at how our tastes overlap. You'll give hints to your personal preferences in music, and I'm right there every time. Reference the Matt Johnson, the Christy McCall, Billy Bragg song, and more recently Steve Taylor and many others. You know, I don't hear it all the time, but I do hear it a lot, and it always it kills me because, you know, you think you've got these really weird and unusual and eclectic tastes in music. Maybe not eclectic, but very unique tastes in music. And sure enough, somebody comes around, hell, they've got the same tastes. But it doesn't make me feel, you know, shafted. It makes me feel glad that I've got some camaraderie in some of my tastes. So thank you, Steve from Buffalo. His request, his suggestion, the Futureheads' Hounds of Love. This comes from a CD that I accidentally picked up two copies of. It's Radio 1's Live Lounge. It's a cover of Kate Bush's Hounds of Love. Here are the Futureheads.
When I was a child, running in the night, I was afraid of what might be, hiding in the dark and hiding on the streets for, and of what was following me. Oh, 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 oh. The hounds of love are calling. Oh, 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 oh. I've always been a coward. Oh, 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 oh. And I don't know what's good for me. Well, here I go. It's coming at me through the trees. Help me, someone, help me, please. Take your shoes off, and I will throw them in the lake, and I will be two steps on the water. I found a fox who was caught by dogs. He let him take him in my hands. His little heart, he beat so fast that I am ashamed to be running away from nothing real. I just can't deal with this. I'm still ashamed to be there. Oh, 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 oh. Amongst your hounds of loving. Oh, 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 oh. I feel your arms surrounding me. Oh, 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 oh. I've always been a coward. Oh, 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 oh. And I don't know what's good for me. Well, here I go. Don't let me go. Hold me down. It's coming at me through the trees. Help me, someone, help me, please. Take my shoes off, and I will throw them in the lake, and I will be two steps on the water. Do you know what I need? Do you know what I need? I need a hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, take my shoes off, and I will throw them in the lake, and I will be two steps on the water. What a, what a, what a. what's good for me? I don't know what's good for me. Do you know what I need? Do you know what I need? I need a hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
Chris Thomas King with a cover of Prince's Kiss from his album Why My Guitar Screams and Moans. That is a request from And I'm pulling it up right now. Sorry. Nikkel. Oh, yeah. Good to Nikkel from chicksandgiggles.com. She heard it on Pandora. Now, something that I noticed in this listen through is that he replaced Dynasty. You know, it says you don't have to watch Dynasty. Changes that to Oprah, keeping it updated, keeping it fresh for the '90s and the 2000s. And then before that, you heard Hounds of Love by the Future Heads from Radio 1's Live Lounge CD. And, of course, it's a cover of Kate Bush. How you doing, Tina?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Yeah.
I hear you breathing a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry.
First thing I do is pick on you.
I know.
Isn't that nice? All right. Sorry.
All right.
It's been one of those days. So how are you doing?
I'm doing well. We already covered that.
We did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything?
Nothing new, nothing to talk about.
Well, all right.
All right.
Oh, you know, we could talk about real quick American Idol, because that's what that Prince's Kiss reminded me a little bit of, is some of the auditions that that we saw in there. So we do watch American Idol, and what'd you think of the first batch of folks from Minneapolis and Seattle?
Didn't watch much of Seattle at all.
At least the ones they decided to air.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the drawn-out game shows or the drawn-out drama of Idol, so I prefer to kind of just get to the point.
You want to start watching when they've got their 12 picked out, or at least the ones in California?
Yeah.
Or Hollywood? Okay.
Yeah, well, right before Hollywood, you know, once they're deciding who's going.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's when I like to start watching.
All right. I like watching the train wreck right from the beginning.
I know. But I think that there are so many people who are on it.
Yeah.
Just. Yeah.
To get their 15 minutes so that they can look for other show deals and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt.
Absolutely. So.
No doubt.
And that irritates me. So that's why I'd prefer just to get to Hollywood and move on.
Okay. Fair enough. All right.
Okay.
Well, hey, with that, we've got a new submitter to Musically Challenged, although it's a good familiar style of contest. It's Smokin' Roy Madison from the Traveling Juke Joint, who's come to some of the Denver podcast meetups. When he's not out traveling, I mean, the guy goes everywhere to find blues for a show. Really, really devoted to what he does. So let's jump into his Musically Challenged.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Roy.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Roy.
This is Smokin' Roy Madison from the Traveling Juke Joint podcast, and I have a Mangled by MIDI challenge for you. For the listeners who haven't heard one of these before, Mangled by MIDI is where we take songs and mangle them with a MIDI program and see if Brian and Tina can guess what these songs are. Now, I've given them a hint in that each of the songs has the name of a place in the title.
Oh,
this ties
okay.
in with my traveling theme with my my podcast. So without any further ado, let's get started. And I'll play them and give you a little bit of time to think about them. So here is the first one.
Oh, isn't this one?
No, you're thinking Chorus Line?
Oh, I am, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Oh, come on.
Oh, I don't know. What?
New York, New York by Frank Sinatra?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
All right.
Okay, now that one was embarrassingly easy. So let's get into our second one, and this is our second question. I'll give you a little bit more time on that one.
Oh, California. Or Hotel California.
There you go.
Okay. Originally by the Eagles.
Yep.
Okay, so that one was a little bit more difficult, and here is question number three.
Oh,
think this is, yeah, as you say, Born on the Bayou by Creedence. Or, yeah.
Okay, so that one wasn't too bad. And our fourth question is here.
Oh, yeah, the Lionel Richie.
Oh, no, so no. Close, though.
Oh, Billy Ocean.
Very good.
Oh, but what is it? What's the name of the song?
She's Simply Awesome.
Okay, so that was four questions.
I can't think what the name of it is.
Really?
Yeah.
The subtitle of it is No More Love on the Run, but the name of the song is Caribbean Queen.
That's right. That's yeah. Right. Okay.
And then, so before that, John Fogerty, Born on the Bayou, New York, New York by Frank Sinatra, and Hotel California by the Eagles.
Yep.
All right. Let's see how we did.
Okay. I hope you got 4 out of 4. Let's go over the answers. So our first one sounded a little like this. But before MIDI, it sounded like this.
Right through the very heart of it, New York, New York.
That's right, Frank Sinatra with New York, New York. I'm sure you got that one. That's a very easy one. So let's move on to our first one, or our second one, which was... And of course, it sounds like this. And it is the Eagles with Hotel California.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of colitas rising up through the air.
And our next question started like this. And before MIDI was this. And of course, it is Creedence Clearwater Revival with Born on the Bayou.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if that was a Creedence song or a John Fogerty solo song.
Yeah.
Then we had a fourth question, which I think was the most difficult of all, and it was this one. Gotta love the MIDI. And so this was Billy Ocean with Caribbean Queen.
She said I was a tiger she wanted to tame.
Well, Brian and Tina, I hope you all did very well on this one, and it wasn't too easy, but wasn't too much of a challenge. I'm sure you at least got 2 out of 4, but more likely you got all 4 of them. Thanks for doing such a great job with your podcast and such a great job finding the covers for us. And if you're interested, check out my podcast, The Traveling Juke Joint, at travelingjuke.libsyn.com.
Excellent. Thanks, Roy. Or Smokin' Roy. Should I call you by the full first name? Yeah, definitely check out his show. He's a really, really nice guy. Love the Musically Challenged bit. Well, I guess if I had only one request is make the segments a little bit shorter or the answers. Or. Mm-hmm. But other than that, great job.
Yeah, that was fun.
And I don't know if anyone out there can match the mastery of James when he syncs up the MIDI version with the real version.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome stuff. All right. Well, that is going to do it for tonight's show. Tina, thank you for coming down and joining us.
You're welcome.
And If you want to get in touch with me, you can do it by emailing me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call a request line, 206-222-COVER, 2683, if you're, you know, don't want to look for the letters on your phone, or post a message on the forums or on the website at coverville.com. We'll be back on Tuesday night with another edition of Coverville. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but it'll be a big surprise to both of us, won't it? All right, that's going to do it for tonight. We'll see you on Tuesday night. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly.